This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is offering a multi-pronged approach to reducing a spike in violent crimes across the country, including a crackdown on the trafficking of illegal guns. President Biden notes after a drop in crime when the pandemic began, violence in America is now on the rise and forecasts to get worse. The Biden administration is to permit $350 billion in federal stimulus money to fund police departments in areas with rising violent crime rates, and he's adjusting funds to help bolster their so they're not idle this summer, but that would all be voluntary. The president also said loopholes need to be closed because there are too many people today who are able to buy a gun but shouldn't be able to buy a gun. Biden unveiled his crime plan after meeting with a bipartisan group of mayors, community activists, and law enforcement officials. Former Philippine President Benigno Aquino III has died, the son of pro-democracy icons who helped topple dictator Ferdinand Marcos and had troublesome ties with China, was 61. Aquino was president from 2010 to 2016. His father was assassinated in 1983 while under military custody, and his mother led the 1986 People Power revolt that ousted Marcos. Public expectations and approval of Aquino's presidency were high, but the rise of his successor, the brash Rodrigo Duterte, was a reality check on the perceived failures during the reformist Aquino's watch. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Hong Kong's last pro-democracy newspaper closed its doors just before midnight Wednesday, ending 26 years of journalism. The company's remaining board members decided to close the paper earlier that day, following the arrest last week of five Apple Daily executives under the city's national security law. Authorities arrested one of its editorial writers earlier Wednesday. With Hong Kong's Security Bureau freezing the company's remaining financial assets and the paper's founder and owner, Jimmy Lai, in jail, the board had little choice but to fold. An official statement from Next Digital, Apple Daily's parent company, said it decided to shut down operations right after midnight in view of staff member safety. Earlier this week, the publisher had said it would run until Saturday. A man involved in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol has pleaded guilty to two charges as part of a plea deal to cooperate with investigators probing the riot. Graydon Young, a member of a right-wing group called the Oath Keepers, was accused, along with 15 other members, of conspiring to block the certification of the 2020 presidential election. In the past 2 weeks, four others, involved in the riots have pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges. Nearly 500 have been charged with various crimes. Young, who was arrested in February, will be sentenced next month. The United Nations and the U.S. State Department have expressed alarm over reports of civilian casualties in an airstrike in Ethiopia's Tigray region that left dozens of civilians dead. A UN spokesman said Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on all sides in the conflict to do their utmost to protect civilians and to obey international humanitarian law. A State Department spokesman said the United States condemned what he called this reprehensible act and called for an urgent independent investigation. The alleged airstrike comes amid some of the fiercest fighting in the Tigray region since the conflict began in November, as Ethiopian forces, supported by those from neighboring Eritrea, pursued Tigray's former leaders. And at least three people have been killed and more than 10 others injured in an explosion in Lahore, Pakistan, outside the house of Hafiz Muhammad Saeed, a man linked into the 2008 attacks in the Indian city of Mumbai that killed more than 170 people. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.